In other words, so most Rishonim pasuk like Rav, however the Smark paskens like Rav Hanina, because of that, so we pasken the Trilos of Bisei from Bina. In other words, the Dievet, the Chol HaPoches, a Bdik on the first day and a Bdik on the seventh day is Meak. Alright, so that's the Halocha, L'chatchile, so we'd have to make a Bdik, Izavigdele has to make a Bdik, two Bdikes every day of Zayniki. One bdike in the morning and one bdike before Shki. But the Eved, so two bdikes are me'akev, or one bdike is me'akev if we pass for like that. Now, here, so we flew. Since there is a lochet of war, we must say in his paiso, tzricholeshev zaynikim, so whatever is true of every other Zovik Dele should be true of this woman, of the war in Osset. But you see that it's not necessarily so. So he says, Roas o tipas dam kechalbo, v'lo yorgisha boi, umeine, shemo mach masrim ut roas o tipas dam kechalbo, v'lo yorgisha boi, umeine shivo, mimochas ima tvi, kos vadini obi oza, yeish migdeilim shekosvu, shenitzricho, that's the Rashbo shite, shenitzricho lo yefzek tare, v'lo yibdiki klal, v'meya svire, lo yibitchilosom, v'lo yibiseifo, v'lo kol shim tinozayin yom nachara svire, harizit veles uteheiro, who is the Yesham Foshim? The Yesh Migdalim. That's the Chiddush HaRashba. When the Rosh says, Yesh Migdalim Shekosvo, so he had reference to the Rashba. He was a contemporary of the Rosh. Now the Rashba in the Chiddushim, and the Chamachbov, and that Gemara of the Gula Inose mentions it. Chidush HaRashba, Daf Samachbov Medal, from Arabi. Tovu Ori Nosei Vinispaiso Tzricho Shetei Shuzai Nikim. Pirish Vafilu Botko Umotsoso Toer. Dechashinon Shemo Metechimudo Roye Dam Tipo Kichel. Vinevat Ulfichoch Tzricho Leishim Zai Nikim Chutz Mi Matvie Viloi Shnegdeo Loi Shnegtano. Ubistabro Sheino Tzricho Efsektaro Viloi Bdiket Erzai Viloi Biseifo. This is the Rashba. That even though she has to count Zayin Ki, but she doesn't have to make any bdikis. Not Efsek Taro, and not the bdikis of Zayin Ki. After all, she has to count Zayin Ki, but she doesn't have to make any bdikis. She doesn't have to make any bdikis. So, Vafilo B'tchilosa Nebiseifom, Gishon Gnikim, Dizove Baal Meom, Elo Kol Shalo Yogishom, Bidam Ter Zayin Nikim Korolim. As long as she didn't have a argoshe, that she had a riyas dam, so then we call it niki. We call it niki. V'chei nira li miuvde de rabine de asek u librei b'rav chavive, v'omole u yimpleini nirte, u posahoche ose, u midikom ar ikeb zayn yeime, posar ar yeime, v'yose. So that word, so then, the mechutin, Rabine, the father of the son, didn't show up for the chuppah until 7 days later. And Rav Chavive was upset. So Rav Chavive then, when he showed up for the chuppah 7 days later, so Rav Chavive asked him, why so late? So he said, don't you know the halacha of Rove? Don't you know the halacha of Rove? So Rav Chavive said, I thought that the halacha of Rove applies only to when a gdilo gets married, not to when a ketano gets married. My daughter is a ketano. So he said, it doesn't make any difference. So that means that Rav Chavive didn't even know that the halacha of Tzricho Limni Zaynikim applied to her. If the father of the girl didn't know, so how did the daughter know? So obviously, if she didn't know, she didn't make any bdikes, so how was Rabbi's son allowed to marry her? If we say that she is required to make all the regular tickets that any other Zovik daily has to make. So it's a raya from this Gemara that she doesn't have to make the tickets. Now, but the other Rishayim who say that she has to make the tickets of the Zayinikin, so what will they do with this? So can give you very simple terrors. I mean, in other words, Rav Chavive didn't know, but maybe the daughter knew about it. So maybe she made the bdikas. All right. So that's the shita of the Rashba. So kosher adini over rozal, kosher adini over rosh. Yesh midilim shekosher shenitzricho lo yafsek tare velo ybdike klal b'mei asvire lo ybitchlosam velo ybiseifo. Elo kol sheimtino zayin yomim achar asvire achar atviye kin tzorach leima. Dagoyes, acharatvi. Harizu tevele suteil. So, the Rosh is chilek on it. Velo inihire. Elo she tzricho b'dike kol yime yasvire. Elo she eino tzricho lehafzik b'tayre. Aval pi shalui botko b'yeim atviye lehafzik b'tayre. Meino m'yeim hamochos shiva yomim ubidekes b'cholim. Now, there is a shidesari shenim that Tovuli no say, so she has to count Zaynikim, so she has to make all the b'dikas. The psiktare and the b'dikas of the Zaynikim. But the Rosh, that's not a shit. But that's not the Rosh shit. The Rosh is Masik and the Rashbo, who says that Tovuli no say, she just has to count Zaynikim, she just has to allow 7 days to elapse. But she doesn't have to make any b'dikas. Neither the b'dikas tare, nor the b'dikas of Zaynikim. So the Rosh is chelik, and he says the bdikas of Zaynikim she has to make, but he's made it to the Rashbo that the bdikas of Efsek Tare she doesn't have to make. So we have to understand Monefshah. We have to understand actually the Afrishikas Rishim. So there is one shita that she has to make all the bdikas, even the bdikas of Efsek Tare, plus the Zaynikim. And then the shita of the Rashbo is she has to make no bdikas. She's not required to make any bdikas. Sheet of the Rosh is the bdik of Efsek Tare, she doesn't have to make. But the bdik of Zaynikim, she has to make. Now, what's the pshat in the Rosh? If we understand the sheet of the Rashba, we'll be able to understand the sheet of the Rosh too. What's the sheet of the Rashba? If we are chishish, maybe she's so dumb. So if she's so dumb, so she has to make bdikas. What kind of a nido is she if she doesn't have to make bdikas? So the Rashba says the dam machmas chimut doesn't continue. It's very slight. In other words, when is a woman supposed to make a bdikah of efsek tare? Let's say if a woman has the regular flow, so the derech of a woman is when she sees dam, so it doesn't stop the same moment. She has a discharge of dam and then she stops. She continues bleeding for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. So Mimele, you know, she has to make a bdik of efsek tare in order to determine that the flow stops. If she doesn't make the bdik of efsek tare, so then how does she know that the flow stopped? On the contrary. So it means that Mayono is the cheskas posuach if she doesn't make the bdik of efsek tare. The bdik of efsek tare is more chomor than any other bdik. You see, in regard to Izovik Dele, so who has to make the bdik of efsek tare and the bdik of zayinikim? So there is a machlikas aposkim. There is a machlikas between the chavis das and the sidre tare as to whether the bdik of the zayinikim, even one bdik. Of course, we couldn't say that every the bdik of every day is required with the raise, because we passed like Rav Lezer that the two bdikas is enough the evet. Even with Rabbonon, two bdikas the evet is enough. And according to Rav, if one bdike in the Zaynikim is enough. So how could we say that every bdike is required midraise and every day of the Zaynikim? Midraise, there is no distinction between lechatchila and the eved. So, but suppose a woman just makes the bdike of a sektar and she doesn't make any bdikes on Zaynikim. So even the eved, she's asur the Bible. But the question is she asur the Bible midraise or only midrabon? So there is a machlekes between the Chavis Das and the Sidre Tare and that question. But everybody is made it that the bdikah of efsek tare is miyakif midraise. Why? Because the tikkun of hefsektare is important, is required midraise, because if she doesn't make a tikkun of hefsektare, so she is becheskas of seeing dam all the time, because vayono pesuach. So the tikkun of hefsektare is more chomor than the tikkun of zayneki. So isn't it strange? Isn't the sheet of the Rosh strange? So, vis-a-vis a regular woman, not of all in say who really saw them, so then in regard to the bdikas of Zaynikim, there is a machlekes aposkim as to whether it's midrais or not. But the bdike of Hefsektari is midrais. So how is it that in regard to a woman who is of all in say, so we are cheshish, maybe she saw them. So the Rosh says, the bdikas of Zaynikim she has to make. And the bdikah of Hefsektare, she doesn't have to make. How could it be that the bdikah of Hefsektare is more calm than the bdikah of Zaynikim when it's the other way? So the answer is, if we understand the Rashboshite is that no bdikah is required. Not the bdikah of Hefsektare, nor the bdikah of the Zaynikim. So the Rashbo says, the Rashbo says, why he explained it. Umistabre, Shein Utsriho Hefsektare, will he ticket your Zion, will he be safe on? If Shein Zulach Shoshe Baalme, Vavalpi. So he said, why? Because it's a Shoshe. So, all right, but Monefshach, if there is a Shoshe. So there is a Shoshe. The answer is, the Shoshe is, maybe there will be a slight discharge. So even if Machmaschimut, she has a discharge of dam, she'll only have one ri, and that's all. And it will subside. If she has a ri as dam because she has the period, so then it lasts for some time. Mashainke, if she has a discharge of dam, Machmaschimut, if she has a discharge of dam, Machmaschimut, so then it doesn't last very long. If she has it, so she has it for a moment, and then she stops. I think that damach maschimut, with that we'll be able to understand the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ram, as to whether damach maschimut per se makes her into a nido or not. So the sheet of the Ram is, the ish beforshim of the Rashbo, the miri, so that she does not become a nido. Why shouldn't she become a nido? Damach maschimut. But I think the damach maschimut is what is called ovulation bleeding. And when a woman, mach maschimut, so she can start ovulating more profusely. So, memele, the damach maschimut is ovulation bleeding. Now, whether ovulation bleeding, I discussed it when I learned Neiskusi, whether she becomes a nido or not through ovulation bleeding, so, according to the Chasam Sefer, so she does not become a nido. Because the Chasam Sefer says that the machlekes between Rav and Levi, whether Mayinechot or Shtei Mayones, is not a machlekes in Mitzies, in such a big machlekes in the Mitzies, as to whether it comes from the same source or it comes from another source. There couldn't be a machlekes in such a Mitzies. But the machlekes is whether it emanates from the same cause as menstrual bleeding, damtea, whether damtea emanates from the same cause as menstrual bleeding, or it does not emanate from the same cause as menstrual bleeding. We said no, because even according to some sefer, there is a machlekes mitzias between Rav and Levi. It's not mistaber there should be a machlekes mitzias. But the machlekes mitzias is not a machlekes in something that can be seen, you know, like whether it emanates from one channel or from another channel, from one source or another source, that is something that can be discovered empirically very easily. But it's a machlekes in mitzias, something that is not, that could not be determined empirically so readily. So, but it's still a machlekes in mitzias. And according to some sefer, it should follow that ovulation bleeding is not tummy, because ovulation bleeding, it comes from the same place, from the walls of the uterus, but it emanates from a different cause, according to Sefer. We said something another pshat. The machlekes is not the machlekes in mitzias. As far as the mitzias is concerned, so both agree that it emanates from the same place. Both agree that it emanates from a different cause. But the question is, when dam emanates from the mokia, but from a different cause than menstrual bleeding, is it considered dam nido? Or it's not considered nido. So Rav says it's considered, it's mayin echot. Al pidin, it has the same din as mayin echot, it's the same ayon. Even though it emanates from a different cause. So mimeila, it should be tomei, except that there is a special heter, a special zirzakos. And Levi says, no, that it's considered shtei mayones. That since we pass like Rav, so certainly ovulation bleeding should be a nido. And even according to Levi, so we saw that Turishin is in tesis. But according to Chassam Sefer, ovulation bleeding, it does not make a nido. Why? Because it does, even though it emanates from the mokea, but it doesn't emanate from the same cause. Now, when a woman bleeds because of ovulation, that is mitzias, she doesn't bleed for several days. She bleeds once and that's all. She bleeds once and that's all. And sometimes she doesn't even bleed once, she just stains once. That's the nature of the ovulation. Some male, it's mistaba, that when Rishenim, a number of Rishenim say that the dam chimut, so per se is not on a, and the reason as to why she has to count Zainikin is because the discharge of dam chimut in itself might provoke dam nido, but dam chimut by itself is not on a. So apparently dam chimut is ovulation bleeding, and ovulation, there is a connection between chimut and ovulation in the woman. So now we can understand the Rashboshit. Now, in other words, because the nature of ovulation bleeding is that it's very slight, at most there can be a real discharge once, and many times it's not even a real flow. Even once, even for a moment, it's not a flow. Just a stain, the ovulation bleeding. So this is what the Rashba says. So mainly she doesn't have to make any bdikas. What is the purpose of the Hefzik Tare, of the bdik of Hefzik Tare? To determine that the flow stopped. So that's only if the flow is, if it's likely that the flow will continue. But this dam chimut, so it's ovulation bleeding, so that doesn't continue. If it happens, it happens once for a moment, and it's a very slight thing. So it's a tipas dam kechavu. So of course she's asur. So mele, the Rashbo says she doesn't have to count zaynikin. I'm sorry, she has to count zaynikin. But the Rashbo says she doesn't have to make the bdikah of hesektare, and she doesn't have to make the bdikas of zaynikin. Then the Rosh, the Arishenim, will say that she has to make the bdikah of Hefzik Tare also. The bdikah of Hefzik Tare also. Why? Not that they achili can they hold that damach maschimut can be a regular flow that will continue. No, they can be made with that mitzvah. But since the halacha is that whenever a woman sees dam kecharvel, she has to count zaynikin, she has to make bdikas, so memele, here too the same halacha applies. And the other Rishenim say no, but since this is based upon the possibility of ovulation bleeding, which is only for a moment, so mainly the Chachomim didn't apply all the halachas of a nido that counts Zaynikin here. So why is the Rosh Chilik? We see that the Rosh is not Chilik on the Mitzias of the Rashbo, because he agrees that the Dik of Hefzik Tare she doesn't have to make. She Dik of Hefzik Tare she doesn't have to make. So why is the Rosh Chilek, and he says, the Bdikah of Zaynikim she has to make? So, as the Bais Yosef mentions, in the name of the Rosh says, if it is because we are Cheshish, that there is a Machlekes, and you'll see that in the Orach HaShulchan too, that there is a Machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. According to the Rashbo, the Chshash of Riyaz Damach Maschimut is only at the time of the Tfiyah and Nispaisa, when she's caught by surprise. So then there is a chash machmas chimut. But the other days, we are not chishish. Maybe she'll have another riyazdam because of a new chimut. It's only the first chimut that takes place when she's caught by surprise. When it's tavuol inosei and she's surprised, I mean, that the chosn, I mean, is interested in marrying her, so then there is a chash. But the following days, even though the following days are closer to the Yom HaNisuin, so then there is no choshe. Maybe she'll have Eriyas Dam Kecharlo, on the following days. Well, that's the shite of the Rashbo. The Roshite is that just as it is, there is a possibility that maybe the first moment when she's caught by surprise and she hears that she has to get married, she'll have a slight discharge of dam, and she'll have a chimut, and she'll have a slight discharge. So every day that comes, that approaches the Yom HaNisuin, so there is a choshe, there is a choshe of a new chimut, and maybe because of that new chimut, so there'll be a new riyas dam kechal. That's the reason. So that's why he requires only the bdikas on every day of the Zayinikim lechatchile, not hefsetare. Because hefsetare, there is no point in making hefsetare. What's the purpose of hefsetare? Because when a woman has a flow of dam, it doesn't stop immediately. So she has to make a bit of zetare to determine that it stopped already, that it's not a mayim pesuach anymore. It's a mayim soso. But in regard to dam machmas chimut of ovulation meeting, so then when it happens only for one moment, a slight discharge. So mimele, what's the purpose of making a zetare? She knows in advance that it will be clean. But the next day she has to make a bdikah, because the next day will be closer by one day to the Yom HaNisuin. So maybe according to the Rosh, there is a choshe, maybe there'll be a new chimut, and that new chimut will give rise to another slight discharge of dam. That's the time of the Rosh. Alright. V'lo iniri, elo shetzricho bdikah kol yemei asvire, elo shenetzricho lahafzik bitare. אף על פי שלבות קום עם התביע להפסיק בתארה, מיני מימה מוחוס, מימה מוחוס שיבו יומים ובדקת בכל יום, וכן כוסף הרמב״ם, וכוסף הרשבו, לא יש שתבוא לנוס אלא אחר שנמוס החידש, שזמן רוחק, ואין מחמד אז בכך. So, in other words, the Rashbo says, suppose he proposes to her, and he wants that the wedding should take place 12 months later. So she cannot fulfill that requirement of Zayinikim by counting right now the Zayinikim. Let's say suppose she's a Ktano, she didn't even start having the period. So if we say that the Choshe Machmas Chimud is the moment is Tavuol Inose, even if the Tavuol Inose is for 12 months later, so then it will follow that she can start counting Zayinikim, and even 12 months elapse and she doesn't have to start counting Zayinikim again. So he says no. Lo yishe Tavuol Inose ilach ha-shem mos ha-chidesh she's manu rochek v'nilchedet v'kach. In other words, so the Nisi Kelim all point out that only the Rashbo had to point it out. The Rosh didn't even have to point it out, because we just saw there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh. According to the Rashbo, the Choshe of Chimut and the Riyazda Machmas Chimut is only the first moment when it's the world in us. But later on, not. Even though later on she's approaching the Yom HaNisuin, and it becomes closer every day by one day. So we have no choshe according to the Rashbo of a new chimut and the new riyas dam machmas chimut. So according to the Rosh, on the contrary, so there is a choshe every day. Maybe there will be a new chimut because the Yom HaNisuin approaches, approaches. So male, according to the Rosh, the Miskilim point out, the Rosh doesn't even have to spell it out that in the case of the Wuli, Nosei Lachash Limosa Chedesh, that she cannot fulfill the Zaynikim by counting right now. Because according to the Rosh, the sooner she approaches the Yiman Nisuyim, the more there is a chash, the more there is a chash of Chimut. So why should we say that if it's the world in Nose, when it's so remote, another 12 months, that she can be Mikayim, the Zaynikim, the Chiyuv of Zaynikim, by counting the Zaynikim right now, and even though she doesn't count Zaynikim close to the Yeman Nisuyim. According to the Rosh, so there is a Choshe, that every day that comes closer to the Yeman Nisuyim, there is a new Chimut. So what if she counted Zaynikim 12 months before the Nisuyim? But when she approaches the Yeman Nisuyim, so then there should be a possibility of a new Chimut. So the Rosh doesn't even have to say it, but the Rashbo has to spell it out. Because the Rashbo Shita is that the Choshe is only the moment of the Tviyah, because she is caught by surprise. So then one could argue, since the Choshe is only of the moment when she is caught by surprise, so even when the Tavua Linose is for a year later, she can still fulfill this requirement by counting the Zaynikim right now. So Kamashma, no. True, according to the Rashbo, the Choshe is based upon the fact that it is she is caught by surprise, but only when she's caught by surprise and she already starts waiting for the day. But if it's still remote, then even though she's caught by surprise, so there is no chimut. This is what Rashi says. Because when Rashi says, 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 when can she start fulfilling this requirement? In other words, when can she fulfill the requirement of Zaynikim? Only if she starts to count it after the preparation started for the wedding. Even though those days of preparations might have started 30 days sometimes. So suppose it's still 30 days before the day of the wedding, but they already started to make the preparations. So then, if she's counting Zaynikim after everybody started to prepare themselves for the wedding, all the mechotonim started to prepare themselves for the wedding, so then she fulfills the requirement of the Zaynikim. Why? Because since everybody is already beginning to prepare himself or herself for the wedding, so then the chimut is most likely. But before the people start preparing themselves for the wedding, so then the chimut is not likely. So Mimele, since the chimut is not likely, so if she counts in those days, it's such a remote time, the Zaynikim, so you see, she doesn't fulfill the requirement. So suppose now the halacha is he's not allowed to marry her to have the wedding until she counted Zaynikim. But suppose it's over vikin so tirzmanaze. So then, he's not allowed to be misyachid. Not the same way as Pirsonido. Suppose the kale becomes a nido immediately after the chuppah, so the halacha is, so that he cannot be misyachid with the kale, even though she is his wife. So it's still also be yichud. Now, regularly, a husband is allowed to be yichud ishtei, even though she's a nido. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions a special posik, Suga Bashishali. So that posik implies that a Baal is muter, liyishyachid mishtei, liyishtei nido, because of Suga Bashishali. But that only applies after he had Bilas Mitzvah. But before he had Bilas Mitzvah, so then, because he's stuck of Vala Yitzray, so Mimele, he's also Beirut. So the Torah says that is what is true of a Kale, that he was Pilsa Nido after the Chuppah. So, or let's say, suppose the Chuppah took place while she was a Nido. So Mimele, so the Aloha is he's not allowed to be Misyachin with her, and she Sheino Bein Anoshim Vihu Yoshein Bein Anoshim. So the same thing applies to Tavua Linosei. So suppose he was Kinesa, he got married to her before she counted as Einikim, the Kainikim. So he's also Biyot. Now, this is the Rambam. Now, the Rambam perked out the Rezi, so it do ye halochetes. Yeser al ze kolbas. Shetavu al inose, virotiso, sheye shivas yomim niki, miacha shirotiso. והכך תהיה מותרס ליבוי שמו מחימודו לאיש רועסו דם טיפה אחס ולא ירגיש בו בין שאויסו איש עובדי לו בין שאויסו קטנו צריכו לישב זי ניקי מייחה שרוצסו והכך טיפ ואיל וטיפוי וכל הדבורים האלו חומרו יסיירו שנוהגו בו כניס ישראל ממיחך להגמור ואילוסו ממנו לילו לפיכוך כל אישו שרוציסו כשתבוע לינוסי לא יתינוסי עד שתספר ותדבא ואם ניסייס לתלמיד חוכם סייסרס לינוסי מיד ותספר מאחר שנוסוסי ותדבא שתלמיד חוכם יודע שיעשור וניזה מזה ולא יקרב לו עד שתיב ובכרי לשנרם. So that's why the Torah says להפוקה מדברי הרמב״ם מציאתו יסייבה. What the Rambam שיטה is, well, that's the way most מפורשים understand the Rambam, and that's the way the Raivet understood the Rambam, that the Rambam שיטה is that there is a distinction between the Kalo שפירס הנידו a kalo she pierces a nido, so there she is really nido midaraise. So there she is asur biyichud, even if the chosin is in talmud chochem. Mashein came in the case of the wool in osay, so she is not nido. Only echshash, midrabbonon echshash. Maybe she wrote dam achmas chimut, and even if she did see dam achmas chimut, she is still not nido midaraise, because there was no agoshi. So the aloch is, but midrabbonon even without agoshi. So she becomes an idol. So she's also a yichud. Only if the chosn is not a talmud chochem. But if the chosn is a talmud chochem, we are not cheshish. But if she's pure son idol mamish, then there is a zere. Even if the chosn is a talmud chochem. This is what the Rambam says. Kosov ha-raivetzal, ma shechilik ze bin talmud chochem, lishom niodom, heitzi isei, mima sheomru, ki mikle rav nachmali, של חנצה, הווה אומר, מן הווה לימי, ועקשה עלי, מדירו ותבוע לנושא, it's a very strange gemara in Devonis. There is a very strange gemara in Devonis that was utilized by Sine Yisrael and by Sine Teiro, even if they were Jews, against the Talmud. Rebleza b'yachet b'ymer, daf lamzayin on b'yis. Rebleza b'yachet b'ymer. Harei shebo al noshim harbe, v'n yedei al eizem en bo. V'chen hi shebo al noshim harbe, v'n yedas meizem en. Meizem en kiblo. Nimtzo o v'nesi, pitei voch nesi sachesi. V'n ismalei kolo ilom kulim amzeri. V'al ze ne'emar, umolo oredzim. Yesa al kinom Rebleza b'yakov. Lo yiso do misho b'mdino zu, וילך וייסו אישו במדינה אחרס, שמו יזדבגו זה לזה, ונמצא אוך נסי אסחיסי. נמצא אוך נסי אסחיסי. This is what is happening today in the United States. I mean, I was involved in a certain case, so I had to write a whole brief that was submitted to the Supreme Court in the state of Washington. And then the Supreme Court of the state of Washington agreed with every word I said. There was a problem, so in the state of Washington, so a certain chosn, a Jewish boy, was engaged to a certain girl, and then the rabbi of the state of Washington, so Rabbi Landinsky, so he found out from the doctor that. Both the chosn and the kale, so were conceived and born through artificial insemination, and that they were brother and sister, and the day for the wedding had been set already, but the doctor was a Jewish doctor and he was very close to Rabbi Landinsky, so he told him that the doctor he was bothered by his conscience. So, and he told it to the rabbi, and because Rabbi Landinsky was the one who was supposed to perform the wedding, to officiate the wedding. Anyway, so Rabbi Landinsky called me up. He asked me, what's it is? I said, she's a sister, she's an elder. And he has to stop it, he has to do everything in his power to stop it. So he spoke to the parents of the chosn and the kale, they were not observant and they didn't want him to hear about it. Anyway, so I advised him he should engage a lawyer and take out an injunction to restrain that. Because in the state of Washington, incest, in most states in the Union, so incest is a crime. It's a criminal offense. You can be prosecuted. And that, so he took out an injunction to restrain the wedding, and because it's incestuous, it's criminal. Anyway, so of course the wedding had to be postponed because of the injunction, and then I had to send the brief, and then the decision by the judge, by the Supreme Court, was that this is incestuous because he's a brother and a sister. Anyway, so when Jewish medical students, I mean, this is one of the most disgraceful phenomena among the Jewish medical students, who are the donors of the semen medical students. And unfortunately, to our disgrace and to our shame, 80% of the donors of the semen are Jewish medical students, not Christian. Unfortunately, I mean, because they get a very good price for it. And, you know, when a Jewish student has no emun in the Rebbeinu on the Torah, so he becomes more immoral than a Christian student. So that is the situation of Och Nisi Achisi. Of Och Nisi Achisi. So, Alkin Omer Abdeza B'Yakov, V'yiso Odo Misho B'Yinazu, V'yelech V'yiso Yisho B'Yinazu Acheres, Shemo Yizdav Guzel Vaze, V'nimtso Och Nisi Achisi. So the more as the kasha eini vorav ki ikwal idalgia machris vioma man havil yeme. I mean, this is a very strange story here in the Gemara that the same Yisrael utilized it against the Talmud. So Rav, when he was ikwal idalgia, so he was machris. Who wants to be a wife for one day? Rav Nachman ki ikwal ishachantziv machris vioma man havil yeme. Who wants to be a wife for one day? So the question is, But there should be an Isa, Vyisa Odomisha Bidino Zur Yelech Vyisa Isha Acheres Bidina Acheres. So how do they do it? So the Gemara says, Shana Rabbonon di Bekiya Shmeya. I mean, they have a reputation. So if, let's say, one of the Chachomim, let's say like Rav or Rav Nachman, so if they married a certain woman for a short time and then they gave her a divorce after they moved out from that place, so everybody will know that this woman was the wife for a short time of this and this, of Rav or Rav Nachman. So the male, the Iser of Kimolo or Zimo doesn't apply. So then the Gemara says, Kashi, V'omarove, how are they allowed to do it? To marry a woman for a short time, to vuol in osse even his paiso, tzricho leishe if she won the king? So here, I mean, she did not count Shivonikim. Rabbonon, so Gemara uses a teretz, one teretz is, Rabbonon shluchaye have mishadre umeidelu. In other words, they informed that woman who agreed to become their wife, Rav's wife or Rav Nachman's wife, for a short time, they informed her, so maybe she counted as Einikim. V'iboy seime, l'rabbonon, yichude be'alme hudim yachadalu. In other words, that they had no cohabitation. Dom amar, in the day men mishi yishli pas bisale, limi yishli ili pas bisale. So first of all, it's very strange. If they had no intentions of having cohabitation with these women, so why did they marry these women for a day, for a week, or for a month? I mean, that's very strange. But this is what the Gemara says. So, v'iboy yisei mele rabbonon yichude ba'al mehudim yachadu. So, there is a machlekes between the Rambam, the Pshat and the Gemara. This is the Rambam's mokia. The Rambam explained the Gemara, v'iboy yisei mele rabbonon yichude ba'al mehudim yachadu. In other words, that they did not cohabit with these women, but they just were mikadish them, they were nasi them. So the question is, how were they allowed? And they didn't count Zayniki. So, but since they were also lovi oleo, because of the chshoshe, maybe they saw dam achmaschimut, so they should not be allowed to misyachid with them either. So that's the Rambam smoke, that we rabbonon, by Talmud Chochem, where it's only, when there is only yichud, and there is no B.A., so it's not us. All right. This is the Rambam's Pshat. And the Rashbo explains it, and the Raive, the Rashbo, they explain it differently. Not Yichud Ba'al Mehudim Yachad Aloi, in other words, that they stayed in the same room while they were in that city, but there was no B.A. Yichud Yachad, Yichud Ba'al Mehudim Yachad Aloi, they just set aside a certain woman that in case they are interested in marrying her, so they'll know this is this woman, and they did marry her, but they didn't stay in the same room with them. So Yehuda does not mean, the Rashbo and the Ravid say, Yehuda does not mean Yehud, that they just had privacy with these women, but no beer. Yehuda in the sense of setting aside, lahafris also, in case they decide to be with them, they will be able to be with them at a later day, but they just set aside them, but they didn't stay in the same house as these women. They were not allowed to stay in the same house. Why? Even though they married them, they were mikdash them, but they were not allowed to stay with them in the same room, in the same house, because of this yichud. According to the Rambam, yichud means, yichud is to be understood in the sense of yichud. They had privacy with them. They slept in the same room with them, but there was no cohabitation. So if they hadn't been Talmid Chachomim, so then it would be Osa. But since they were Talmid Chachomim, so it's Muta. That's the big chiddush of the Rambam. But according to the Ravid and the Rashbo, and most Rishonim, so Yehuda means they only were mafris them, in case they'll decide to keep them as their wives. So they'll be able to keep them their wives, and they'll take them back with them. And if they decide not to keep them as wives, so then they'll give them a divorce. This is the pshat. Anyway, so this is the mokir of the Rambam. So that he says, "Beinu talmid chochem o yacher lafuke midivrei Rambam shekosav shetalmid chochem yocher lekinso miyad ul yachedimo ki hu yidei asher osolo." Now, one of the former Rosh Yeshivas, the Sheikh Lofer, in Yeshivas and Tzimuchonon, once wrote in the Paradis, and that Gemara, it's a very strange Gemara, I mean, seeing this royal utilize this Gemara, but it's a very strange Gemara. Samin should do such a thing. I mean, that if they visited a certain place, so they put an announcement, who wants to be a wife for a day? I mean, it's inconceivable. So what's the pshat? So Arav Reb Shmuel Gershenfeld is one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Yeshivas of Tzichonon. He died about 30 years ago, I think. So, as a matter of fact, my wedding took place about close to 31 years ago, and he was one of the Edikdushim at my wedding, Rav Shmuel Gershenfeld. So he wrote, he was a big London, a big Boki in the Balihoi. So he wrote in the Paradis explaining this Gemara. So he mentioned the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Does anyone have a Gemara Avodah Zarah? I'm mentioning it because it's important to know the Pshat in this Gemara in order that, you know, cynics should not be able, you know, to. You don't. There is no Gemara. At the end of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, there is no Gemara Avodah Zarah here. No Gemara Avodah Zarah. At the end of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara mentioned the last day. So the Gemara mentions that Shmuel, he visited, he had to go because of Klal Yisrael, so he had to go to a certain place to see the, not the Melech, but the assistant of the Melech, because of Klal Yisrael. So he took with him a certain Eved. So the Gemara mentions there that the governor of that city, so he wanted. The last piece of Gemara, and at the end of Avodah Zarah, mamash the last few lines in Masechet Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, now there is aloche that if you want to use a saki of an akum, and the akum used it constantly for iser, so you have to be neid bikara kesavon to knock off any shamunis that became hardened and impregnated into the surface of the saki. So Omar, Kihodi Mar Yehude Ubate Batubi, Hab Yosve Kamili Shvo Malki. So they had to visit the king, Shvo Malki, king or the prime minister. Doesn't not necessarily have to be the king, Mamish. Aisuli Kamei Esrei. So an Esrik was brought before them. So the Shvo Malki, the king, so he ate from it, he used the saki, posak, v'yochal, posak, v'havle, libate batuve, so he cut off a piece from the esrik, and he ate himself, and then he cut off another piece, and he gave it, together with Mar Yehuda, who was an eved, bati batuve, so he gave it to bati batuve, and bati batuve ate, and then after that, so the king himself, he knew, so he took the knife and he knocked it in the karake 10 times. Then he used the saki and cutting the food, and he gave it to Mar Yehuda. So the Eved, Bati Batuvie, felt insulted. He said, he saw that Shmuel Malki did all that in order to give part of the Esrik that was sliced with this knife, so to Mariudi. But when he gave it to him, he used the sakin without first, you know, kashering it, without knocking it off in the Karketan times. So he says, Omale Bati, so he said to the king, the Ahu Gavre, loved by Israel, and I am not a Jew, I mean, you only consider this rabbi as a Jew, I'm not Jewish, why didn't you do it for me too? Omale, Mar Kaim Lo Bigavei, Umar Loi Kaim Lo Bigavei. So he says, I know that Mar Yehuda is his Zoyer Mitzvahs, and he's not going to eat. If I cut it with this sakin before, I knock it off in the karake 10 times to remove all the grease. But you, I don't know, you're not so observant. Ikedamre, omale, itka mayovad biyote. I know that you're not such a tzaddik, because he says, I know mayovad biyote, so Rashi says, derech parsi, limseh noshim lachsenoyim. That was the practice of the Persian kings, that when an important guest visited the king, so in order to show courtesy and to be mechavet the distinguished guest, so they sent a zayne, a prostitute, to the guest. So this king, the Persian king, he did the same thing when Mar Yehuda and Bati came, because of Klal Yisrael, they had to see the king, because of Klal Yisrael, so the king tried to send the Zene, a woman, to each one of them, so Mar Yehuda sent her away, and Bati received her. So in other words, so the king knew very well that Bati was not such a tzaddik. So in other words, So Rav Gershenfeld wrote in a part of this, I think it's a remarkable explanation. That means that in Zman Chazal, so the kings were they were not Mar, and that was the usual convention, that when someone visited the aristocracy, the king or a nobleman, so they used to show achnasas olchim by accommodating the guests with znus. I mean, that was the common thing in those days among the nobility, among in the Moseilon. As a matter of fact, as late as the 19th century, this is a historical fact, the Queen Victoria, she was the queen, and the husband was just the husband of the queen. He was not a king. So he once visited Germany. That was in the 19th century. So he visited Germany. He visited Kaiser Wilhelm. I suppose that was the name of the king. So Kaiser Wilhelm wanted to accommodate the husband of Queen Victoria with the same thing. The king, the husband of Queen Victoria, said, I would do it, but if Victoria will find out, she'll divorce me. So I cannot do it. So you see that even the 19th century, I mean, that was a common thing. So, in other words, Rav and Rav Nachman, they had to go to a place because of Klal Yisrael. Why did they go to that place? In order to see the ruler, the king. So they knew that if they would go there, and if they are not married, if they are married, so then the kings could understand. A married man, so he's a normal person, even if he refuses to be accommodated to that. But if he's not married, if he has no wife there in the city, or even if he's married, but if no wife is with him, so then, and if he'll refuse this kind of accommodation, so the king will consider him as an uncivilized person, and he will not be able to get any concessions from the king. He will not be able to accomplish for Klal Yisrael. So because of that, you see that this is so, because the Gemara says, poisim el rabbuna yechude ba'almudim yachademo. I mean, whatever pshat you say, whether you say like the Rambam or you say like the Ravid. So, why did they have to do it altogether? I mean, they had no intentions of cohabiting with them. And according to the Ravid and the Rajbo, they did not even, they weren't even misyachid with them. Nothing. So why did they have to be mafrish, a woman for them, in case they decide? So that's very strange. So, because they were afraid that if they will not have a woman, they will not say that they are married, they have a woman with them in the same city. Even if they will say that they are married, and they are not interested in znus, so then the king will not grant their request. So because of that, so they set aside the woman who should be ready to become their wives because of all this one. This is how he explained it. Anyway, I mentioned that because in case someone mentions that Gemara, so you'll know what the pshat in the Gemara is. All right. Now, Chosn Shepir Sokalose, Nido, Kedim Shebo Aleo, Oseloi, Leis Yachidimo, Elohu Yoshim Bina Anoshim, Vehi Yisheno Bina Anoshim. Vehi Yisheno Bina Anoshim. So, if a Chosn Shepir Sokalose, Kedim Shebo Aleo, so then, even according to the Rambam, it's also loy leis yachidim. The Rambam is only mad, even if it's Tam Chochem, of course. The Rambam is only mad here in regard to a woman who is not in Ido, but only because of the Choshe, of maybe she's so damach maschem. But if it's pios or kalos in Ido, kidem shebo leo, so there's the Gemara in Suves. So also loy leis yachidim. Elohu yoshim bin anoshim, vihi yisheino bin anoshim. Now, there is a machlekes rishenim. There is a machlekes between the Ravid and the Rosh. The Rosh Nagmori is who yoshin bin anoshim vihi yishino bin anoshim. But still, there are some rishenim who say that it doesn't mean dafke who yoshin bin anoshim vihi yishino bin anoshim. It's either or. In other words, who yoshin bin anoshim or he yishino bin anoshim. So in other words, to avoid the isa yichud. In other words, they cannot sleep. Their chosn cannot sleep in the same room with the kala, because since she is pure sonido, kedem shebol, so there is no heter of suma bashishani, so mele is also biyichud. But it doesn't require two shmiras. And even though the Gemara has the expression hu yoshim bin anoshim vihi yishenu bin anoshim, but it means oi hi yishenu bin anoshim, not that hu yoshim bin anoshim. There are other Rishenim who say no, that it doesn't mean or, it means it requires two shmiras. It requires two shmiras. In other words, let's say, suppose it's a big house and the number of rooms, and suppose the kala sleeps in one room, bein anoshi, and the chosn will sleep in another room, in the same house, by himself. So it's also according to this Hashem. Why? Because there is a special gzeire, as a siog. In other words, it requires two shmiras. Because if just the kala will sleep with other women in one room, and he'll sleep in a separate room by himself, so then there is a gzeire. Then there is a gzeire. Now, v'im shebo al pio sonido, mutorin l'isyachit. Because of a Rambam, Nido, keep Shane of Yo, Libio, and Hiposa Hupo, Ashititaya, will in the year Ladini of your Hosen. No. Topoli no save me spice or three holations I'm a king, Bendilo Big Tan, Bafilipotko Atmo, Bishastrio, Mototeo, Shemo Mahmas Himut Roa Soti Pesdam Kahal, will your Gishabe. ומיין זיימי מוחס ימ אטוויר ווען צריך האב סקטאר שאַפ אויף בישל ריבוט קוב ימ אטוויר לאפ סקטאר מיין ימ מוחו זיימי קי ומיו צריך האב די קטיר זיי אין אדר וורדס דער פרישיטס וואן שיט איז דאט יו ריקווירס אונד די קיס האב סקטאר אין די קיס פון זיימי קי די שיט פון דער אשבוי איז דאט that she doesn't have to make the bdikah of The sheet of the Rajba, the sheet of the Rajba, she doesn't, she isn't required to make any bdikas. The sheet of the Rosh is the bdikah of Eftektara not, but the bdikah of Zaynikim, yes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh, not like the Rajba, and not like the Rishonim, who say that she is required to make all the bdikas. The Mashal paskens like the Rishonim, that she is required to make even the bdikah of Eftektara. All right. Wenn ich zurück auf sich tage, schaue ob ich schon bot kommen im Atwiel, hab sie betaro, meine wie im Amocho sei niki. Und mir und zurück ob die Keter sei. Why? Why does the Rosh require die Keter sein? Not because she, the halocha that applies to every Zobik Dele applies to her. Because if that had been so, so she should be required to make the Dikah of the Sektare too. That's the sheet of the Marshal. But, according to the Rosh, so the more she gets closer to the Yema Nisuin, so there is a Choshe, maybe the closer she comes to the Yema Nisuin, maybe the, she has a new Chimut. So because of that, she has to make a B'dike every day. Umiu tzrich B'dike ter zayin, kol yem lecha tchile. Miu b'deved im ribot ka'atzmo, rak pa'am achas ter zayin isay. Because she cannot be moch more. She cannot be moch more than a regular nidon. So even though there are more paskins, a regular nidor, so two bdikas am Yaakov Eved. Why? Because the smart paskins like Rav Chanina, that one bdike is ayinikim, that's not. But since most the shaman paskin like Rav, so in regard to a nidor, a regular nidor, we are machmir for the shita of the smart who paskins like Rav Chanina. But shein kein in regard to tavur inosei, to tavur inosei. So we cannot be machmir on her more than the regular nida according to most Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold paskin like Rav. So that's why he says, "Mi u'deved im ribot ka'atzmo rak pa'am achas ter zayin sage." But if there wasn't even one b'dike in the zaynikin, then even the eved she's aso. Shivas yomim alolu mein neisom mishol shisimechet b'dayto mechino atzmo lechupo. Af al pishol inskat shaday. V'yeish lismeich. So in other words, so the Eved, the halacha is that even if the Zaynikim were not counted, mamish somuch to the Nisuin. Mamish somuch to the Nisuin. So it's all right. As long as it was counted after the preparation started. After the preparations started. I suppose that today, I mean, of course today, so she has to count Zaynikim because most situations she's in Nidor Mamish. But suppose she's not in Nidor Mamish and she was Nivelis already. Suppose, I mean, it's impossible today because Ipnuyo is not Nivelis. But if there had been a situation where she is a Teo and it's because for some reason she was Nivelis, so she still would have to count Zaynikim because of the Takone. It's really not relevant because she. Today, usually, I mean, not usually, but practically 100%, so she has to be developed because of Nidus Mamish. But suppose there will be a situation where she will not have to be developed because of Nidus Mamish, let's say, suppose, I mean, it's possible. Suppose it is a woman who already was married for a number of years. Was already married for a number of years and she already reached menopause and then she's a widow, she's a divorcee, and then she marries again and she knows that she is not a widow because she already reached menopause, but she still has to count Zaynikim. Even when an almono who is already relatively old, so she is not allowed to get married until she counts Zaynikim. So today, what would be considered the time when they start preparing, when the invitations are sent out? I mean, I had such a child, a widow who got married. I mean, so when can the Zaynikim be counted? So the moment the preparations for the wedding started, so she can already count Zaynikim. But Lechatchile, the Ramo says, it's proper. In other words, that it should be that the Zaynikim should be counted in the last week prior to the Nisuin. In other words, suppose the preparation start 4 weeks before the Nisuin. So the proper thing with Hatchila is that she should not count the Zayinikin 4 weeks before, even though the preparation started already, but the last week. So to be saying that Hatchila is somewhat like the last mitzvah of Chomadevsh. The Aminek Litve Lakale Bilil Dalet, Afal Pishalo Tivoyal Kedem Mitzvah Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says in Ksuves, Psulon Isis Liyamavi. Psulon Isis Liyamavi. Opedin, today that requirement doesn't apply. Because, for two reasons. First of all, today, so the Kedushin and the Nisuyim are together, so Mele, the whole town of Tanis Psulim is not Shayach, that was only Shayach in Bisman Chazal, when between the Kedushin and the Nisuyim, so intervened, maybe 12 months, you see. So Mele, so there was a Takone. So then there was a takone that psulim is in Lavi, that in case he has a tiny psulim, so he'll be able to go to Bezdin, because Bezdin set in session, be in Asheni, be in Machamishi. But today it's not Shayach tiny psulim, because today, even if he finds that she's not a psulo, so it means that she was in so. She was in so before she became an Eshishi, so it's not Asur. That's one reason as to why. Today, there is no aloche that a psulo has to get married after Yom Avi. And another reason is because today, Yom Chamishi and Yom Sheni is not different than the other day. Because Bisman Chazal, so there was a Bezdin Kavua who set in session every Monday and Thursday, so there was a special reason. In case if he has a Tanis Psulim, he'll be able to go to Bezdin. But today, it's not Shayach, so today, a woman, a psula can get married any day. Even on Erev Shabbos, it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So, a woman can get married. As a matter of fact, in the European towns years ago, so it was customary. Most chuppahs took place dafke Erev Shabbos. But, it seems that in the Zman of the Rishenim, even though in the Zman of the Rishenim, so it was also muta to get, for a psula to get married every day, but that there was a universal minik for Ipsulo to get married B'Yemovi. So he says, since the minik was in those days that Ipsulo got married B'Yemovi on Wednesday, so when is the last night prior to the Nisuin? That's Tuesday night. So V'Aminek Lidvei Lakalo Leil Dalet, that means Tuesday night. Tuesday night is Leil Dalet. Wednesday night is already Leil Hay, because the day follows the night. So V'Aminek Lidvei Lakalo Leil Dalet, Tuesday night, Afal Pishol Itivoyel Kedem Mitzoy Shabbos. I mean, why does Ramos say Afal Pishol Itivoyel Kedem Mitzoy Shabbos? So the Or HaShulchan says that the Pshat is, and that's the Pashtus, because the Shach says, the Shach, the old Nesikim mentioned that. They are very unhappy about it, but that there was a practice. In Sif Yudalev, the Shach says, V'nire, de'o'itne, she'aminek sholoi livei l'akach ha'bein zo'i gimul yomi machar ha'nisunim, af ho'pi she'u minak shol shtus, v'yesh be'yisro mikamo taimim, v'nochim v'vatlei, mikol mokim kibim she'aminekach, im kein im pirsa nido, v'adai tzorch shimu, do libo al tchilo, ha'ine mishum ha'minek, v'chei ne'agim ha'tzrich shimu v'chai gab. So in other words, there was a practice in those days that the chassan, even though the kale was there, but he did not have bilas mitzvah for a number of days. But the shach says that this is a minek shtus, it's a minek ra, it's against the din, and so on. So the Hashulchan assumes that when the Ramos says here, v'aminek litvil hakalo lil daled afal pishol itivoyel kidem mitzvah Shabbos. Why would it be welcome to Shabbos? Haminek litvil hakalo lil daled Tuesday night. So why couldn't the bilas mitzvah be lil hay? Why can Shabbos? So the Hashulchan assumes that it means the Ramos is reference to that minek ra that they all designated it. So even though it's a minek ra, and in all probability the Ramos also considered that as a minek shtus. But that was a fact. I mean, Samimele says, unfortunately, that the minig that that there is a minhag that the Bilas Mitzvah does not take place before Mitzvah Shabbos, so Mimele the minhag is lit Beil Halkalo Leil Dalet, because the Nisuin would be on Wednesday. So in other words, so why is the minhag lit Beil Halkalo Leil Dalet? Because Lechatchile we have to be Seilich, she has to be Seilich, the design Nikim, as close to the wedding as possible. So Mimele, since the wedding takes place on a Wednesday, so the tefillah should be on Tuesday night. So that way she starts counting the Zaynikim, the Wednesday before. This is what he says. The Sidri Tare says, he says, it's inconceivable that the Ramo should refer to this minhag shtus by the term minhag, because usually when the Ramo uses minhag, it means he has a regard for it. But this is a minhag shtus, and it's against the din. So how is it possible that the Ramo should refer to this minhag by the term minhag? So the Ramo should say, "V'aseinu Arabim sheminhagim harbe." She akalo in niveles bilas mitzvah kine mitzvah shabes afal pisha nisuin biyimobi. So mimele the tvile is leil dalet. So he says it's impossible. Even though it's impossible, but that's the pashtus haloshen. So how does the Sidri Tare explain the Ramo? He says the Ramo has reference to those Jews who are accustomed to have the chuppah on Friday. Because in the European towns, for many years, most of the nisuin took place after Erev Shabbos, in order that there should be a lot of simcha and Shabbos, so there should be a continual simcha for a few days without any pause. So because of that, the custom in the European towns was to have most nisuin to have dafke on Friday. So he says, the Sidri Tare says, that when Ramo says, V'aminek litbil akal elil dalet, Afal Pishalitim Royal Kedem Mitzoy Shabbos. So he means when the Nisuin took place Friday. But the question is this: if that is what the Ramo means, why? Since the Ramo says, Yeshli Smechat Fila Somuch Libilas Mitzvah, but only the Eved it's alright. But Lechat Fila we are Mechuyev because of the Shidas Rosh. The closer it comes to the Yema Nisuim, so there is a Choshe. Maybe she will see Damach Maschimut. So then, why does he say, Ve'amine Glitbe? So, because of that, he says, Yesh Lismech HaTvile Somuch Lebelas Mitzvah. So, Bishleime, if we say that the Pshat and Ramo is, as though HaShulchan assumes, the HaShulchan lived long after the Sidri Tare. But if we say that the Pshat is, as the Or HaShulchan assumes, as the Pashtus HaLoshen is Meire, and he says minhag because that was the fact, whether we like it or not, but that was the minhag. So that many postponed the Bilas Mitzvah for a few days until Mitzvah Shabbos. So then we understand this, why he says Libbeil, that the proper thing is that the tefillah should take place Tuesday night. But if the Ramo is reference to those who got married on Friday, so why does he say Haminik Litvi Lakalo Lil Dalet? He should say it's not a proper thing that the tefillah should take place on Tuesday night. The tefillah should take place Thursday night. Levov. So Pashtus Haloshen is not like the Sidri Tare. Anyway, I mentioned the Sidri Tare's Pshat. Alright. Avolein leharchi katfile min abile yesameze. V'im leitivoyel b'mitzoy Shabbos. Yeshlo livdik atzmo b'chol yeim ad bilas mitzvah. Why? Because of the Shidas Rosh. According to the Rashba, she doesn't have to make it big. Because according to the Rashba, the Choshe is only the first moment when she's caught by surprise. But later on, we're not Cheshesh. Maybe there'll be a new Chimut. But it's only because of the Shidas Rosh. V'davke lechatchile. Avol b'leved in lehachmir in botko rak pa'am achas terzayim. V'chol choson yishol italo kidim sheyigabo im shomro shiva nekim. אם דוחו הניסויים, מחמסי זה סיבו. אף על פי שיושבו שיבו נקיים, צריכו לארזי ולאי שיב זי נקיים ולטבל. כי שיספשו לאסיס הניסוי. In other words, if Suppose the wedding was set for a certain day. And she counted Zainikim. She counted Zainikim and she was developed. But then on the day of the supposed wedding, so it was broken off. It was broken off. And then they reconciled again. After it was broken off, they reconciled again. So she has to count Zainikim again. Why? That is true according to everybody. Even according to the Rashbo. Lo yimi boy according to the Rosh, so naturally. But even according to the Rashbo, who says that the Choshed of Machmas Chimut, Riyas Dam, is only Shire the first moment, but here there is a new first moment because it was broken off and then again she's again caught by surprise. So Memeyoed, there is a Choshed of Chimut. Now the Taz, it's very late, but the Taz here in Sivov, so he says that is only if the Nisuin, let's say, were broken off, and they both decided, they came to the wedding. I mean, such things happened already. I mean, even in modern America, it happened already. And unfortunately, it happened even among Adla Jews, that a Shidach, that at the wedding, all the guests were there, and then there was a fight developed between the Chotonim, and everybody was told to go home. So the Taz says that this aloha that is mentioned by the Marik only applies to a case where, let's say, all the guests came to the Nisun, and then there was a fight between the Mechatonim or between the Chosn and the Kale, and at the place of the supposed wedding, and then they decided it's off. They both decided it's off. I mean, the Chosn decided it's off, and the Kale decided it's off. So then we say, and then after that, a week later, so they reconcile, so then she has to count Zainikim and you. But suppose, let's say there is an argument that takes place before the wedding because of the Nidunye. I mean, the Chosn wants Nidunye, cash at the wedding, and the Avi Akalo refuses. I mean, these are all things that happen. I witnessed such a wedding too. And the Chosn says it's off, but the Kale says, never mind, it's off. No, it's going to take place. So, but it's called off because the Chosn says no, he's not going to the wedding. So it's called off, and then the next week they reconcile and they decide to have the wedding so they can get married without the Kale counting Zainikim again. Why? Because in view of the fact that the Kale was still hoping against hope that it is not off, even though the Chosn says it's off, so Mimele, when they do reconcile, so there is no new moment of surprise that we should be cheshish for a new chim. This is what the Taz says.
Is there any look if the Kala calls it off?
All right, we'll soon see. Let's see the Taz. So let's go to the Taz. Im doch anisui, lo shena mordechai, sivo, lo shena mordechai kencho. דיים דוח הנישואין כי נשנחילו נספה שיחד אבי החוסן ואבי הקלו אוי מחמס הנידוניה אוי מחמס יסויס הנישואין אף על פי שיושבו שיבוניקים צריכו להרזה ולא יושב שיבוניקים כי שנספה שלו וישלימו יחד ואיתה את פרס הנישואין עד כאן שני לא שזה משמע דהנישואין לא יהיו ניתחים מבלי עשייס מיד אחר לנישואין אלא היו נפרוד עם זה מזה באיפן שלא יודו אימס יהיו הנישואים וזה היו מידע שניהם כי משמו יש הלושן שדוח הנישואים די משמע שניתחם לעשיס אז הנישואים באיס האי על צד הביר וגם משמע ששניהם הסכימו לכך על כל כך ודאי לא ימוס קודאי תשפיר בבדיקוסו נמצינו אין דרמוס איז אף על פי שבודקו עצמו תומית ביומים שבינתיים לא מהן זה מריק. Furthermore, in other words, if the Nisuin was broken off, and then they reconciled, and they want to get married again, So then, the Amechuyev, she is Mechuyev, is to count Zainikim in you. She cannot get married until she counts new Zainikim. Even though the Kala says that every day, within that interval, when they were at odds with each other, so she made a B'dike and she found herself clean, so still she has to count Zainikim in you. Why? So the Marik says, Yesh Matirim, in the case where she made the B'dike every day, so Yesh Matirim, that if they reconcile, she doesn't have to count Zainikim again. But the Marik himself rejects that she tell the Yesh Matirim. And he says, in view of the fact that he's broken off, and they didn't think that they will reconcile, so they both decided that it's off, so Mimele, even though she made the B'dike, but since she herself didn't really expect that there will be a reconciliation, so Mimele, the B'dike was not, she was not on guard to make a good B'dike. So it was a superficial. So he anticipated the possibility that the B'dike was made superficially. In other words, it was not a thorough B'dike. So because of that, she has to count Zainikim again. Oh, so he says, Losh ze mashma nisuim o yonitchim v'as yas meidach al nisuim. Alo yinifon ze mizem efe shol yodei mesi al nisuim. Vizeo yimidah shneim kima shu yis alosh shiloch al nisuim. Di mashma nitchim lasis. Oz al nisuim beisai yal tzad abiru. Vika mashma shneim iskimu lekach. Al kochovad ale maske day teshape b'dikoso. Nim tzered om tzinu remeidin. Im chosar echot. Mihanach tarte. Da hayne shaloi nitchim bibiru. Rak mitzad tzilu kanidun yalu yushu. ועוקים ונעשה ניסויים ביסייהם וחושבו שעדיין יספשו ותיעשו ללמוכו או יפילו עם החוסן גמר ואימר שנראיתו לסענו מחמה שלו יסיל קונדין יוסף וצלקה לרית ונחו בדין ובפשר לפתעיסה עד שנספטו להם אף על פי שזה נמשך עם יומיים לא יקרה זה תחייס הניסויים והקלו דייטוס עם החסטומית ביסי זמן שנספט החוסן בכך ותעמד אב בזה שייכים עוד חודש כשייצא הסופק מליבו ונעשה ודאי הוא גם בימה נישואין עצמי זה מן הרבה שהחוסן מהקיש ואימר בפירוש שלא ירצה לישואינו עד לאחר איזה שוי שנעשה שולם מניהם וכי תצטורך הקל אלי שיפשיבו ניקויים מחודש וזה לא נשמע ולא נראה עד רבי מה זה בכל יום שמשגיחים בזה in other words, the time of this task it happened very often that there was a fight and the wedding didn't take place on the day it was supposed, and then because they were still negotiating about the Nidunye. Vim came Mali Beisie, Mali Yinim Shachaktote, Yim Yimayim, Vada Indas Akale Mistalekes, Visom Chodaito, She Yiu Anisuyin Acharashu. Uvil Vushkosa, Vinirali, Afilo Mitrilo Keshedocho Achupo, Miyamarish in Achashirchinolo, והיסנו מיד וקבעו על ים אחר מיוחד אפילו יחיקו ים ימיים צריכו לישב זין מקים לחודש כאילו שהזיחו דייטר מזמן הראשון חייזר החימוד להסיר הפעם שני סומוך לזמן האחר עד כאן שני so the Levush is חלק and according to Levush even if it wasn't completely broken off even if the wedding didn't take place on the day it was supposed to because the chosen said he is not going to marry the kale as long as the kale insists upon this and this nidunye so mimele there is a choshe of a new chimut and the new he is not all right vein dwar of dirim klau the af ma'arika machmir kmishetik bis yosef lo yechmir al mitam dil mechazye ועבדה איתו כאילו שנתרע נשואים וזה נשאר כאן דובר יודה שפרס בנשואים ובדקס עצמתומית וכן למה שכוספתי שנמשה בניהם כתותו בסילוק הנדוניה וצדקה להיסקים לפשר ולשוויסי ודאי מסקה עדיי תשפר שזהו דרך אוהב וכן מראה it seems from the lotion of the Taz that the Taz is חלק על הלבוש only in the case when the Kale is trying to save the marriage and the Chosn is the one who says it's off. But if it's the other way around, so then the Taz would agree with the Levush. That's because after all, the Chimud depends upon her, it doesn't depend upon him. So Memele, only in the case, the Taz is only Matia, which does not require, he does not require Zainikim, only if the Kale is the one who is trying to save the marriage. And the chosin, he says, that it's off. But if it's the other way around, so even the Taz will agree that she has to count Zayin Kimenu. Oh. V'chei me'erichom izal, cholak o'avush, posei, she'kovus manache v'tzir ha'shim es nikim chodosh, el kishush v'yachat shol lishoy, ze'ezu, kol ha'dvorim, she'nechshash rak im iskimu shnei azdodim shol iti yachasno bizman ha'kub lo klal, v'mikbilu shum yei, oz av, im yoyim o yomayim, yamid adobo v'yim, v'shorim v'as nachasno teikev tzir ha'shim nikim chodosh, u'mize dibe v'mod ha'chad ha'shkoro v'kam, v'nira li'oit, ואם לא יבוא החוסן עם המוגבול לחסנו, so here you have a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach, in this case. ונראה לי אית, ואם לא יבוא החוסן עם המוגבול לחסנו, מחמסנס, אשר קרוב בדרך, ואחר נסיעה עם שולח שליח והקלו, ויסנץ לנו, מדוע לבוא גם תמויל גם היעים, והקלו צריכו לשיבו נקים מחודש. דכיו נשאל יבוא עם המוגבול, ודאי מספקת בדייתו. Suppose, the chosin has to come from another city. So, and then he didn't come, he didn't show up. And then after the day when the wedding was supposed to take place, so he sends a message to the Kali. Something happened. And then they set another day for the wedding. So the Tashiti, so at this point, the question is, does she have to count Zayin Nikim again or not? So the Tashiti is yes, and the Shachshiti is no. Alright. So ואני רבעיני כוספתי, דיוודאי דייגז על הסכונו שלי, או ישן חופץ בו, אל כן ליבו ביים חסונוסי, ומשום הוכה, הווה אחרי כן, חימות חודש, כשייצא הסופיק מליבו, כניר לני הזדהיתי. כוס הבלבוש, אם נסחל לך חוסן, דהיינה שהחוסן הוריש לרוץ להכניס ביים הנישואים, so he broke off, והקלו נסרצייס, לאחר שניסענו, so then, she shortly afterwards agreed to marry another chosin, the kinso tekev, even though it was immediately afterwards. Tzricho shimonikim mechodosh, kinisei rechim otchonosh. V'zed ova poshel lo nitna li kosif merif shitusei. Elo shenirali, v'im acha ritzu, im achosn asheni, chozar achosn orishen nisratze imo, tzricho gamke shimonikim mechodosh. In other words, suppose the chosin breaks off, and then the kale makes up with another chosin, and then they reconcile. She reconciles with the first chosin, or the first chosin reconciles with her, and she decides to get married to the first chosin. So in that case, so even though it's the first chosin, so she also has to count zayin nikim in you. Tzricha gam kishin nikim chodosh kim daf tzikach mitayim kein yirali. All right, now the shah. Sim Zayin, Afal Pisha Botko, Uvichumas Masad Biyomisim, and Vay Zarech Lachle Gaze, who's really named so as a Lishu Zanikin. Elo Kishli Botka Atzmo, who must equally say, and Mikolmo Kimish Lachne Gedibre Marik, Vara, who Mikolmo Kimikalo Shalof, shall live on in the Sofra Zanikin, Adasanusui, shall be born in the Shredis List, or Shiniki Arishanish Lisulibo, or Mohosi Botsi on the Ahosa, the Sialdri Unsebidarach. ומיד יורי ביימו ימי, ועושה החופו בייזג אם הוא יורי מאחר ושחידש ניסן, וזה ודא ימצור לזיין נקים אחר. זה מעשה ביומי. אפילו לא יבודקה עצמו ביומי שבינתיים, אם לא יעברו על הזיין יום לבדיקה. ואפילו הרב הוא מריק מידי בזה, דימה אחד לתוך הנשוי לשם אחמס, איזה אינס ניסה כבדוב לו, ודא מניסיוע שום לזיין נקים הראשני, וסמכותי תשאיר והחוס נחר ימי ימי, ורמי הנפשי, ויוב ועדייתו שתהיה ניקיו ושל טובי לרשה שכינת עד כאן ועוב ובאמס אם להחלה בגלנאו דיבלו אבוכה הרבה פוסקים סייברים דאינצור לזיין ניקים. What do you mean סייר לזיין ניקים? I mean, there is no such basic who says אינצור לזיין ניקים. That's a gemara מפורשת. תבואו לי לא סייבי נספייסו צריך עולים לזיין ניקים. But he means, הרבה פסקים, he means the sheet of the Rashbo. The sheet of the Rashbo is that if she counted seine Kiyim, if she counted seine Kiyim, even though, so it was, even though it wasn't close, so she doesn't have to be bidekes, she doesn't have to be bidekes after that, even though there is still some time. Even though there is still some time to the wedding. So according to them, certainly not. But we passed like the Rosh. So in other words, that not only the first moment presents the possibility of a chimud and riyah machmas chimud, but every day that comes closer to the Yiman Isui presents the possibility of a new chimud and a new